Dialogue with the lead dog. This is the Broadway Joe Talk Show.
Welcome back to the Broadway Joe Talk Show here on 102.1 KOKY. This show is rebroadcast Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock on Power 92. If you need information about this show or the guests, you can always go to our website. It's KOKY.com. And let's welcome our next guest to the studio this morning. And they're here representing Sister Friends United Incorporated Women of Excellence Award. That's coming up, a big banquet on the way. And we have with us, we have Dr. Michelle Wright along with Ms. Rhonda Aaron. I want to welcome you ladies to the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right. It's my pleasure to have you in. If you would, tell us a little bit about the organization Sister Friends United.
Sister Friends United is a nonprofit organization of women, and we do different things in the community, such as feed the families during the holidays, provide toys for kids that wouldn't have toys. We also do a huge event every year called the Women of Excellence Awards. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we honor the women in the community for their outstanding achievements and community service, as well as provide scholarships for girls to go to college.
Okay.
So we will be celebrating 5 years this year.
That'd be great.
And yeah, that means we've given away 10 scholarships for girls to go to college.
Okay. How did all this get started? I think I always ask you that question, but for people that may have never heard of the organization before.
It was just my vision to want to give back to the community in some way, just to do my part, and to just have a network for women to get together and not only fellowship together, but also to give back to the community, an organization that makes a difference by action. So,
how does it work as far as members and people being a part of it? Or,
well, we do a membership drive twice a year. And when we do the membership drive, we're just looking for people that are wanting to do their part in the community, you know, give back to the community, and that just have an interest in, you know, volunteerism.
Okay. Well, got a big event coming up, and it is the Women of Excellent 2012 Awards. And how long have you been doing this? The awards have come every year?
The awards have been every year.
Okay.
And we actually first started this awards ceremony at the Burns Park Hospitality House.
Mm-hmm.
And it has now grown to a sellout event at the Wyndham Hotel.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk a little bit about this. This weekend is happening on, is it Saturday?
It's on Saturday, this Saturday, May 12th. It's at 7 o'clock at the Wyndham Hotel. And we'll be honoring this weekend 5 women. We'll be honoring Pamela Smith for our Media Award. We'll be honoring Elder Cherie Evans for our Religion Award. We'll be honoring Adonia Trotter for our Health and Social Service Award. Joyce Elliott for our Community Service Award. LaShonda Wade for our Business Award. And none other than Dr. Michelle Wright. She has been our 2010 Woman of Excellence Award. Well, we're doing a service award this year out of all the Women of Excellence, and she will be receiving the service award on Saturday.
And she happens to be here with us in the studio this morning. Doc, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
All right. And you are being recognized, and this is the second time around for her. She's really doing a lot of stuff.
Second time around.
Different category this time around.
Yes, I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about yourself because, you know, you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor, and foremost, I want to thank Rhonda for her vision to even start Sister Friends United Incorporated. You know, their motto is United We Stand, United We Make a Difference, and they are truly making a difference, and they have made a difference in my life. And I'm truly grateful for this award. Like she says, you know, all the women of excellence are outstanding, and to have this opportunity to get the first ever service award, It's just awesome. I was born and raised in Tuskegee, Alabama.
Okay.
So I'm a native of Tuskegee, but I've lived in Little Rock for the last 5 years. So officially I'm an Arkansan. So I'm just glad to be in Arkansas. By trade, I'm an engineer, but I've moved to Little Rock to start a new career in sales. So I've been in sales for the last 15 years, and I'm also an author. Author of Dear Success Seeker. But above all that, my biggest attainment is just being a fan, the the biggest fan of Sister Friends United.
Okay. And very modest, too. So, Rhonda, you tell us some good things about her because she's very modest. And that is a lot of accomplishments that you have done, Doc.
She is an international award-winning author.
Okay.
And she's done so many things in the community. She's a renowned speaker. She's done so many different things in the community. She's just an outstanding woman of excellence. Her story alone is just amazing. The different trials and tribulations that she's faced throughout her life, and she's overcome those. And she inspires us all on an amazing level. And she's always there to give of herself, no matter what she has going on or what she's doing. She always finds a way to give back, not only to the women of this organization, but to other women of excellence. And when you hear other women speak of her and you hear them, you know, tell the story about how she's changed their life or how she's affected them. I mean, her book, Dear Success Seeker, she has people in the book, Monique Parker, Gail King, Dr. Elders. Mm-hmm. Oh, the list goes on and on. She is truly an amazing woman.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm honored, I think I remember the beginning.
Yes,
you on my show when you started, and so I definitely commend you to continue the tradition of giving back to the community and recognizing people that are doing things. And you know, when you have people like the doctor here, most of the time they are very modest of some of the things that they do and some of the accomplishments that they have achieved in their life, but they make such a big difference in other people's lives. And so it's great to be recognized for the great work that you do in our community.
It's an honor. Thank you so much.
All right. And you brought someone else that don't want to say nothing. Who's this?
This is my mom.
Oh, it's your mom. Okay.
She is I'm the biggest fan of Sister Friends United Incorporated, but she's the second biggest.
That's that right.
She comes all the way from Tuskegee, Alabama on a Greyhound.
Oh, my.
To be here.
That's an accomplishment if you ride the bus, I'm going to tell you.
She deserves a Women of Excellence Award for that one.
Just for being on the bus.
Just for being on the bus 12 hours.
Right. Well, let me commend all of you ladies for what you're doing and recognizing other ladies that are doing some great things in our community. And keep up the good work with the recognitions in the community as well as just the organization itself. Now, if people are listening to the show, I want you to go over that again, that would like to be a part of the organization. How could they do that? The contacts and that kind of thing. And is it a sold-out event already? Do you have tickets left?
It is actually sold out.
That's
so that
great.
Means get your tickets early next year.
Okay.
But if you want information on our organization, feel free to go to our website. It's www.sisterfriendsunited.com. And you can get any information there. You can send a message to us if you're interested in membership from the website. Just click on the link. And if you want additional information about the Women of Excellence and the honorees this year, you can also go on the website for that information as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rhonda. And thank you, Dr. Wright, for all the things that you're doing in our community to make a difference in these ladies' lives.
Thank you so much.
And, Mom, thank you for coming and hanging out with us also.
She's all smiles.
Hey, you're listening to the Broadway Joe Talk Show here on 102.1 KOKY. This show is rebroadcast Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock on Power 92. And if you need information about this show or the guests, you can always go to our website. It's KOKY.com, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Broadway Joe Talk Show. If your nonprofit organization or charity event needs media coverage, contact our information line at 401-0321. The Broadway Joe Talk Show.